There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
Father, we thank you for tonight. We ask that even as we look upon your word like never before, you unveil your word to us tonight, we pray. You give us direction, you give us insight. By the power of your spirit, we ask that God, you strengthen areas of our lives that need strength. We bless you for you are holy. We bless you for you are mighty in our midst, O Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Just quickly walk up to 6 people and tell them you're welcome to God's presence. Give them a big hug and tell them you love them. Aha, I'm not seeing no one hugging. Nobody's hugging me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Please, let's have our seat. God's presence. Be seated in heavenly places. Praise God. I hope you know you are seated here, but you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So tell your neighbor, on that seat, you don't need seat belt. Hallelujah. Because you can't fall off. If God keeps you on the seat, you can't fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless God. We'll begin a series. We'll begin to consider a very important series, very fundamental and important to the body of Christ. Hallelujah. This has been a reason why a lot of people have had crashed marriages, crashed relationships. Hallelujah. And as a matter of fact, you'll find out that this is one area of the institution in the life of a believer that God has placed that Satan attacks in a very strange way. Praise God. So you can see an anointed man, a great man, but sometimes, if he's not careful, Satan will attack this area of his life. Praise God. So please, I want us to pay attention tonight. Pay attention tonight, and like never before, we'll still have sessions to pray. As God grants us grace, and as we speak, and as we share some of these things, please pay attention, because just in case we mention areas that concern you, some things we'll be sharing, maybe things that you had gone through in time past. They may have been scars that Satan had marked in your heart and made you feel you can never have a perfect one again. You can't have a good one again. I want you to know that the Lord says in His word that I know the thoughts I think towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil. They are thoughts of peace. They are thoughts of beauty, thoughts of glory. And God is not a man that he will lie, nor the son of man that he will repent. If he said a thing, then obviously he has the ability to cause those things to come to pass. Hallelujah. So sometimes you need to run back to the word of God and see what God says about your life. Praise God. If Satan tells you today you are dying, you can't die. You know why? He's a liar. How can a liar tell you you will die and you'll be worrying yourself? Hallelujah. There's one word that goes out of the mouth of God. That word has an ability to sustain everything that concerns your life. Everything, precious people. I tell you, precious saints. Hallelujah. Very important. We'll start a session about relationship. Hallelujah. Relationship, the marriage life, and the family. Praise God. So we'll begin tonight. I'll just begin tonight by introducing. Hallelujah. Just introducing it and helping us tonight. And from there, we'll see how God leads us. Praise God. Please, as we begin this journey, okay, I'll encourage you. I know many of us have questions too. You know, you have questions that have been running through your mind. You've read different books. You've heard different messages. As a matter of fact, you've heard different people speak. As a matter of fact, some have observed different circumstances run through the lives of people, and you've wondered, and at times you begin to wonder, what exactly is God saying, or what exactly is God's thought, is God's mind towards relationship, towards marriage? Because some people have a mindset already that you can't have a very fruitful relationship. Hallelujah. Praise God. You'll be surprised when you ask people. If we do a survey right now, we cut across and just a cross-sectional survey, and we just call a few people out and we ask them, what do you think about relationship, about marriage? You'll be stunned. Precious saints, don't even be surprised. There are believers that believe in their mind from some forms of doctrines that as a man, one wife is not enough for you. You need three wives. And some may even run back to scripture and quote and said, our father, Abi, David, Solomon. And we are sons of what? These people. We walk in their covenants and we enjoy them. So the guy can keep a whole room. Okay, they call them a harem, I think. Basically, and he believes in his mind that it's okay to have more than three wives. Not even one. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Because, you know, we must understand how God sees these things. We must understand this constitution. Because, you know, the Bible says marriage is an honorable, what? Is an honorable thing. Marriage is honorable before God. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, quickly. Amos 3:3. Then Luke 14:28. Pastor Sam, you help me, please, sir. Help me read Amos 3:3. Yes, Amos 3:3. Sorry, let me help you with the mic.
Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in forest when he had no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he had taken nothing?
Can two walk together except they be agreed? Can two walk together? Hallelujah. The first thing we see is, can they walk together except they be agreed? Luke 14. Help me, sir.
For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it?
Hallelujah. Praise God. This is very important. Praise the Lord. Very important that before you consider, guys, are there guys in this building? Guys, please, before you stand up, hallelujah, and get your dictionary words, amen, those big words, and approach a sister, you first consider, can two walk together except they have agreed? Then you count the cost. You know why? A lot of people just think relationship is what some see on the street. They see a young lady walking up on the street and they just follow her and talk to her. I want you to know that the relationship is beyond that. And in the context we're speaking about a godly relationship. We're not speaking about a relationship people do that they do not know where it's ending to. We're talking about a relationship you begin that is tending, and the end result is a godly marriage. That's what we're talking about. Hallelujah. Just briefly, in 5 minutes, I'll invite our daddy, Prof. The reason is, daddy has been counseling people for years. And it's very important that we sit. And you know what? We sit and really get to examine and see that we understand first the purpose to which God instituted marriage. Hallelujah. The purpose to which God instituted relationship. And you plan and see that if you are not ready for marriage, then there's no point to start a relationship. Is that clear? Hallelujah. Because you don't get into a relationship because everybody's getting into a relationship. Do you understand? Because we are in an age and era where when people are pressured, when young men are pressured, four of your friends are entering a relationship, and guess what? The guy just feels, man, it's time. Or because he's growing beards. Hallelujah. Beards is not a reason to get into a relationship. Talk to your neighbor. Ladies, tell the guys, your beard is not the reason. Or it's not the guarantee or the criteria, or rather the criterion for you to ask me out. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is our goal tonight? Is to bring believers to an understanding of biblical principles to godly relationship and family life. This is what we intend to do tonight. To help us see God's intention for our relationship, for our marriage, for our family life. Please, as we speak tonight and as we share briefly from God's word before we pray, please, I beg you tonight, guys, there are things you will have to open your heart to learn from God to help your life. You've heard some of the testimonies, some of the things he's shared. It takes a man to be humble, to open himself to some of the dealings of God, to see that truly, this is something I don't have, my wife has. Hallelujah. Because it can be in your relationship too. Hallelujah. But many men, some people have had broken relationships. The reason is this. They've not been able to manage it. You must learn how to manage some things. Hallelujah. First, we'll just quickly redefine love. I know love to some people is flowers. Hallelujah. Because, you know, we must edit our understanding of love and definition of love, especially some of us that have opened ourselves before. You see, I think many years ago, God began to help me understand love from his own paradigm. And, you know, the way God sees love and the way God expects love from believers is actually not what a lot of people practice. Hallelujah. Because to some, they see love as what they've seen in some of those films. Possibly, I know there was one. Is it Paloma or something? Yes, Paloma. You see people running then, running to social center to watch. You see the guys hanging and watching like this. And it was so surprising. So the lady will expect that the guy will come and kneel down and hold a rose flower and say, I love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you see, we must understand how guys see love and how ladies see love. Praise God. I'll give you a scripture to help us see this. Praise the Lord. Because first, the guy sees love, and the guys will bear witness to it. A guy sees love as respect. Praise the Lord. Ladies, the guys see love from a standpoint, from a platform of respect. Let me give you a scripture. Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, quickly. Let's just quickly run through this. And chapter 5, verse 33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife, see that she what? Reverence her husband. Amazing. They would have written, let the wife also see that she what? Loves her husband. Are you following? Why? Because, ladies, the guys see love from a standpoint of what? Respect. While the ladies see love from a standpoint of what? Love. They are emotional. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, what the guy sees, he sees love as the ladies comes to him, and he expects that the way she will love him is that she will respect his assignment. Because guys are, you've heard what daddy said. You see, guys are, they are assignment driven. They are purpose. They are calling. That is what, one thing that drives the guy. And you know what? He sees that the lady loves him if she supports that vision. Are you following? Praise God. Hallelujah. But now this is it, guys. You must also understand how the lady see love. Because ladies see love as time. See, some of the ladies are smiling already. Attention, care, and affection. Yes, I just saw a sister smile, one big smile from there. She's saying yes. Tell them again. Praise God. Because you know what? They see, because by their makeup, you tell a lady you love her, and guess what? You just come and, Tyler, please come. I've seen some guys do very strange things, and he spends the whole day talking to her and say, see, God has called me to do this. This is the vision God gave me. This, that. And the woman is wondering, almost every time, if he calls her, what is on his mind? Especially a man of God, you see. So you see, I have a crusade here. I have a meeting here. I have this, that. But you know what? This is what the lady says. Sweetheart, have you eaten today? Do you understand? Wow, and you know what? He pays attention to what? Details, her hair. She made one fine hair and she walked up to you. And the first thing you are seeing in your mind is you are thinking, man, we need to pray. We need to pray. Oh, God. Praise God. You know, back then when courts used to be open, we used to have very interesting sessions. Thank you so much, Twitter. We'll see people sit, and there was one brother that used to come with one sister. The guy will talk in and hold his Bible. And when they stroll in, hallelujah, when they sit, they don't discuss anything. They just pray all through. I say, man, these people are tough. Or they'll share scriptures. Do you understand? Why? Because a lot of these things is the guy is full. Not because he's bad, but you see, the guy you must first understand from what perspective ladies see love. And you must understand from your own perspective how what you see love. Praise God. When you understand this, that ladies, that the guys see love as what? They are conscious of the assignment. And when you support the assignment, you respect it, you honor them. You know this guy is, he's purpose driven. And the guys, you know, the ladies see love. Their own understanding of love is when you give them time, attention, when you give them care. When you tell them, because they're emotional, you tell them, I love you. You call, you send text messages. Are you seeing? You spend time with her. She sees that as love. Praise God. That explains her love life. She understands that as love. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not understanding this has led a lot of people to have problems in their relationship. Because you know what? In spending this time with her, showing affection and all that, there's a major capsule that is revealed there. Communication. And earlier on, Daddy spoke about that. He mentioned that communication. Because you know what? You spend time calling her. Because there's a temptation to spend time building. If you're, for instance, you're a businessman and you are having business ideas, trying to organize business seminars and all, you can be so driven and consumed with that. It's on your mind. Every time you see her, you forget to be conscious of something about her, appreciating her, seeing something lovely about maybe her hair, her dress. Can you imagine that? Sometimes some ladies in relationship will paint their nails, and you know what? They will feel pained and sad that the guy did not notice it. They will even be dangling the finger like this. The guy will not see. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Praise God. But the guy will not see. The guy is thinking of the seminar he's planning to organize, the business seminar. Praise the Lord. But you know what? Sometimes all these little things, as little as they are, if they are not managed properly, these things will result into some kinds of issues in relationship. She'll be having suppressed issues. Suppressed. She's going through many things. I know. She's swallowing some of them. And for some that don't talk so much in the relationship, you have to unwind them. You know, some people, you spend a lot of time. You spend almost 15 minutes. There's something wrong with her. But you say, what is wrong now? Nothing. So you have to start trying. You almost want to start singing praise and worship. to. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, what are some of the issues? Let's just quickly see some. Inability to relate with one another from this plane of understanding, as I said earlier. Truly, if you do not understand this, if you are driven by your purpose, your calling and all that, you know, you may have problems because you come to her and suddenly you are passionate about this. And guess what? You are talking about it. You expect her to buy into this vision. And suddenly she's looking at you that you've not asked me if I've eaten today. You've not asked me. You didn't ask me how did my day go. I told you I went to town. You didn't ask me how was it. As guys, these things may look ridiculous. In your mind, you're like, why should I be asking how the day was? You are looking fine already. You are looking okay. But guess what? You come up to hand. You begin to now talk about, your friend that called you from where, this, that. And she's frowning. And you are wondering why she's frowning. Are you seeing? So it can happen over and over. Or she made her head this 3 months. You didn't say anything. She had to remind you. She made the hair again. You did not pay attention. She had to remind you. Let me tell you, one day, she will just look at you and tell you, you will be making hair. You don't you see? Are you blind? Hallelujah. And you are wondering that, what is there? As in, sorry now. But you know what? Little things like this have resulted into relationships. People having problems over and over, over and over. Do you know, as little as it is, I was listening to a couple one time and they were talking about something very interesting, something very small. Him and his wife began to have quarrels. You know what happened? He likes pressing his toothpaste from the middle. And guess what? She likes pressing her own from the end, from the bottom. She will now tell him, press this thing from the... And sometimes he will forget, he will just press the thing the way. They began to have real serious issues. Because she'll be frowning. She'll feel, this guy, you're not trying to, you know, you're not doing this thing well. You're trying to just make me angry. You're not paying attention. I'm telling you, correct this thing. And to him, it was nothing. Whether you press it from the top, from the middle, from... Are you following? But as little as this is, do you know, as little as salt being plenty inside food can really cause problem. Are you seeing? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some issues, possible issues that arise in relationships too. We've gotten the opportunity by God's grace to speak to one or two people. And sometimes, some ladies, you begin to a relationship and you know what? Now the guy likes to touch. Hallelujah. And guess what? Truly in her heart, she knows this is wrong. Sometimes, this can be so suffocating in a relationship that most times the lady will... She may respond in a very funny way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because in the first place, boundaries were not set. Are you following? Boundaries were not set. Why? Because we are saying something here. We are saying that the relationships we are talking about here, we are talking about godly relationships leading to what? Godly families, godly marriages. Are you following what we are saying? Godly. Please take note of the word godly. Godly. If you like, you add godliness. Godly. That means you invite God into it. You invite the principles of God into it. Hallelujah. Things we must take note of very well in relationship. That means issues can come when there are no boundaries. Are you following? When you start up a relationship, don't just feel spiritual and say, she's a woman of God, I'm a man of God. No, Allah, you move on. It's not true. You will sit and you know what? You talk. You say, see. By God's grace, you pray. And you tell the person, see, these things we will not do in our relationship. No touching. No kissing. Some of you that want to write and ask questions, should we kiss in a relationship? No kissing. If you kiss, where will it lead to? You say, Paul said, give one another holy kiss, Abby. Okay. You tell me if that kiss is holy. Praise God. It's only holy the day the pastor tells you may kiss the bride. Praise the Lord. Are you following? Okay. No touching. That means, see, if you define this relationship well and you both agree that these things, these barriers, you will not cross. Let me tell you the truth. It will help your relationship. Some issues will not arise. speaking about it first, so that you don't just pretend as if you are in the spirit. You'll find out that blood is running through your body. Hallelujah. Daddy said something that is very interesting. He said, you find out that your heart is not stone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you know what? In relationship, you are attracted to the person. That tells you that, you know what? Physically, you are attracted. You spend time together. But these boundaries are the things that will help you. They are like laws that help to shield you. Hallelujah. Some other challenges can actually arise and arise in relationships. Some of you are going through some, you have some issues in your relationship. We may not be able to mention all, but guess what? You know what you're going through. You know some issues that are arising that are causing you guys to quarrel. For instance, some people do not have patience. I've spoken to people and some tell me the moment they call the person, if there's one little misunderstanding, she'll just cut the phone. Yeah. She will cut the phone. And the thing will be pissing the guy off. He'll be getting angry. Or if he does something, she will now cut the phone, or he will cut the phone, or shout at her. Some guys say, are you not hearing? And you will raise your voice and shout. Let me tell you the truth. Let me be honest with you. There are things that if we do not work on, we'll find out that some of the Nigerian films we watch, and you see some drama happening, you find out that you act your own Nigerian film in your own house with real serious issues. Hallelujah. It's a serious issue because, you know what, we must learn to work on some things in our lives. The Bible calls the woman the virtuous woman. Virtuous because she's built character. Hallelujah. In her. Praise God. Qualities required for godly relationship. Quickly, let's see. Number one, there are some qualities that you cannot play with. As a matter, before you go to pray, we'll come to that. And subsequently, as Apostle begins, opens up more of these things. Tonight is just more of an introduction. Let me tell you the truth. There are some qualities that you do not play with. As in, you don't even, it's not a prayer point. It's an issue that, you know, you don't need to pray and ask God, God, should I? Number one, born again. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, born again. That means the person must be a child of God. Are you following? The person must be what? Born again. Hallelujah. Please tell your neighbor, born again. I'm not talking about that one that they will ask you. You say, eh. You say, is the person born again? You say, eh. He's not born again. If you are thinking of, eh, the person is not born again. Why? Because the Bible says, do not be equally yoked to unbelievers. Hallelujah. Please don't be tempted. Don't be caught in this web that the person does not believe in what you believe in. He's not even, you know what I mean. He's not saved. He does not believe in your faith. And I've seen and I've heard some people say something very funny. They will say, the person will change. Maybe God brought me into the person's life to change the person. You are not the Holy Spirit. Please tell your neighbor, you are not the Holy Spirit. It's only the Holy Spirit that has the ability to convict one and change one. So you are not doing the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So some will tell you that, I'm sure God sent me to this person's life to change him. I know that's why God brought me. To get him born again so that he'll go to heaven. The point is, why you are there is you are trying to change that person to marry the person. Hallelujah. It's not a sincere quest or a sincere true hunger or true love that you want the person to be saved. So if the person is not born again, there's no need to go and pray and ask God. So you don't need to walk up to Bishop Stan and say, Bishop Stan, please, I'm considering this person. Will you pray to find out if it's God's will? There's no need to pray. Number one quality, we said what? Born again. This is foundational. And you know what? It's compulsory. It's a prerequisite. It's a core prerequisite. As a matter of fact, you must do this one first. If you are seeing a brother, sister, and whatever you see, if that person is not born again, there's even no need to see beyond that. Hallelujah. If you have seen anything, close your eyes. Just tie towel. Tie towel, don't see. The person must be what? Born again. Number one, born again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then some other things that can actually are relevant and important. Okay? They are important for the guys. Ladies, please take note of this from the guys. When you see a guy, one of the things you first look out for is this. Him being born again first. Honesty and sincerity. Honesty and what? Sincerity. Praise God. Honesty and sincerity. See, guys, sometimes we need to do away with culture. I remember doing our service here. One of my friends, in his mind and from his cultural belief system, he believes the man should not even go close to the kitchen. I ask you a question. Where did you learn that from? Hallelujah. That's his mindset. Some men believe if their wife will come and give them something, she'll kneel down first like this to give them. Are you following? Some cultural things we believe, you'll find out that some of those things may challenge our relationship. Are you understanding? Praise God. Praise the Lord. So, in the guy's honest belief, he's honest. But you know what? He's honestly wrong. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, one thing you look out for in a guy, precious sisters, is this. Is that, you know what? The guy is honest. What do we mean by honesty and sincerity? If he tells you today that I'm here, you call him and you ask him, where are you? He's true to it. This is what will make him not double date. This is what will make him to be sincere, to tell you truly. And you know this is this guy. Not a guy that is with one sister and you are asking, where are you? And you know what? He'll say, I'm praying. I'm praying somewhere. Are you seeing some things? You must be honest. As a guy, sisters, you must look out for a guy that has what? Honesty in his life. That there's honesty and he's sincere. That means, and it comes as a byproduct of what? His relationship with God and his love for God. That he's truly honest. From walking with God, he's true. He tells you where he is. He's faithful and true. Hallelujah. When I mean faithful and true, I mean he's open. You can see that this is how this guy is. He's not a bit deceitful. You can see that truly this guy is just straight. Hallelujah. Because honesty in a man is very important. I'm telling you the truth. It's very important. This is what will make a man look and even tell his wife that, see, I'm going through this challenge. You heard what daddy said earlier. He said, sometimes when he's going through some things, he opens up to his wife and she's able to shield him. Are you understanding? Praise the Lord. Another thing you look out for is teachability. Teachability. What do we mean by this? Willingness to learn and accept wrong. Guys, because we are growing, we are not yet perfect. We are growing onto perfection. There's a possibility of what? Erring or making mistakes. You can make a decision that is wrong. Hallelujah. It's possible. But you know what? It will take a humble heart to admit that I am wrong. And you know what? Remember the languages we learned? One of the languages, I'm sorry. And she tells you that, sorry, you did this thing wrong. And you know what? You turn and you say what? I'm sorry. Hallelujah. But you see some men, because they think that if they tell people that they are sorry, you know what? They admit what? Failure and weakness. So they don't say, I'm sorry. He said, hey, but you should know now. You should know how. You made a mistake, Oga. Admit it that you made what? A mistake. Simple. So, ladies, you see this in the guy. If you have seen a guy that you know, you tell him that, sorry, sir, this thing was supposed to be like this. And you know what? The guy is adamant and saying, what is it? No lady talks to me. No, you don't dare correct me. Just know that if you marry this one in your house, praise God. God will help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will help. Praise God. Precious ladies, one thing you should look out for is the guy visionary. Does he have vision? Vision. vision and responsibility. Is he just crossing his leg in the street by and by, trusting that mango or coconut will fall from heaven and will fall and open up and money will come forth, glorious things will come forth, a house, a car? He's just sitting and he's telling you that my father is a rich man. When my father dies, I'll inherit his wealth, then we'll marry. That guy is not responsible. Praise the Lord. You must look out for a man that is visionary. Visionary talks of, he knows his assignment. He knows what God has called him. He may not have seen the full picture, but guess what? He has a very good idea that is enough for him to move. When God met Adam, guess what? God had given him an assignment. Praise the Lord. So when Eve came, you know what? She was a helpmeet for an assignment. Are you understanding? So the guy should be visionary and what? He should be responsible. Responsibility is important. Because guys, when God took the woman from the side of the man, you know what? He took her. It tells you that, you know, the woman is to be protected. She's to be cared for. She's to be provided for. This is why the Bible says, and therefore, a man will leave. It didn't say a boy. A man will leave his own parents. A man will leave. This is why we said you must sit down and realize what did God call you to do? What are you planning to do? You must get up and be responsible. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because you know what? Many times some people like to boss, and you don't just boss and say, I'm the Lord of Lords, I'm on top, I'm the one that should be ruling and all that. Let me tell you the truth. You must stand up. It's your responsibility that places you in that position. Hallelujah. So the guy, you must look out for responsibility in the man. Not a guy that is just sitting, wasting his life. He's not ready to make any judicious effort. I'm not saying he must be made. Are you following? Please get the balance. He mustn't be made, but you know what? He should be responsible. He should be responsible, up and doing, and have a plan for his life. He's visionary. So he concentrates and, you know, he focuses on trying to do and achieve what he believes God has called him to do. Praise the Lord. That means two very important things. He must be psychologically balanced. Hallelujah. Spiritually balanced. Sometimes some people ask, at what age should we get into a relationship, plan for marriage and all that? You know what? The Bible says, for that a man shall live. And you know what? The responsibility of the man for his home or for in a relationship is not just that you are telling the lady, I love you, and buying her sweets. It's that psychologically, sometimes she may go through things, you are able to bring balance to her life. Help her, guide her in a particular decision. That means if psychologically you are not sound, there's problem. If mentally you are not fit, there's problem. That means you must have some enough resources mentally. Hallelujah. To be able to help you make decisions. And you must have enough material resources. Praise the Lord. To take someone through that journey. Are we following? Hallelujah. Ladies, cardinal virtues. Very important virtues. Teachability. Please, guys, talk to the ladies. Tell them teachability. You know the fact? The truth is, some ladies, their mouth, they cannot close their mouth one bit. Keep quiet and listen. A lie. You say, see, oh, this is not how they do it in my father's household. This is not. And you're in a relationship with somebody, you tell the person, look, this is how I know they do it in my house. See, teachability, your ability. It does not mean weakness. It means, you know, your ability to, you know, to learn. To be open. To learn, which can improve you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Teachability. Very important. I remember some time ago, I think like around 2007 or so. I think Apostle asked us to speak to some ladies, and we were the ones he asked us to speak to them. Are you understanding? They were the ones that had problem. But my God, she quoted, she was preaching Pastor Chris's message for me, preaching whether T.D. Jakes preached messages, and I just sat down like this. I was listening, wallahi. Do you know what? Honestly, in my mind, she didn't know, but in my mind, I said, Kai, I cannot marry a lady like this. Let me tell you the truth, ladies. Most guys run away from ladies that are not teachable. I'm telling you. She talked all through the counseling session. At the end, I just said, okay, God bless you. Let's pray. I'm telling you. Because you know what? She didn't come to be helped. She was not ready to be taught. And if you're a lady and you see that that area of your life, your vocal power is strong, work on it. Work on it. Learn that, you know, the guy may not be, you know, he may not be eloquent. But listen to me. Please listen to me. You must learn to what? Be open. Because in it, you'll be surprised. Daddy said something here when he was talking. He said he's not very outspoken. He doesn't talk much. His wife does most of the talking. But you know what? That marriage wouldn't have worked if she did not see that. And you know what? She adjusted to be teachable. Teachability doesn't mean you won't speak. But guess what? You know when to be silent and when to learn. Submission. Very in line with teachability, submission. What does it mean? You see, there's a wave and a wave of madness that is hitting around and it's creeping into the church gradually. The feminist movement where women feel they are chauvinist, they feel they are equal to a man. They feel, Look, man, you don't have anything. And you know, so the woman feels if she enters her house, her husband should treat her like a colleague in office. Are you understanding? The lady feels in a relationship. I think some guys, a guy called me one time. He had a problem in his relationship and they broke up. Let me tell you what happened. The lady is a woman of God. She's a woman of prayer. And guess what? She flows in the prophetic, very powerful. Words of knowledge, she can look and she will just diagnose and see. She will x-ray somebody's life and she'll be telling. She was not intimidating the guy in the relationship. She will come. You say, God told me this. God. She was not submissive in any way. She felt the guy should buy into her vision. Her vision, she said, I'm called to buy into my vision. Whether you're a teacher in Sunday school, buy into my vision. You know, the ability to submit as a lady. You find this many times with ladies that are maybe a bit into ministry. And if you do not learn to adjust, let me tell you the truth. This is why some ladies are so, you see, they are so, they are so forward to a point that, you know, you don't see a guy ask them out. They are afraid to ask them out. Yeah, I've seen some ladies in some fellowships. Guess what? The brothers are afraid. They are afraid to even approach them. You know the reason? Because on her face there's a frown. She's serious. There's no friendliness. She's too serious. So the guy is afraid. Then later in the sweet by and by, she finds out that the time is ticking. Time will be ticking. Hallelujah. But you know what? As a lady, honestly speaking, see, it's a virtue that if you can cultivate and work on submission, it's not foolishness, submission. The Bible talks of it so much. I know some ladies have watched women like, what's her name? Oprah Winfrey. Yes, I'll say it. Oprah Winfrey, Abby. Such women teach other women very funny things, funny doctrines, and will make the woman treat the man and look. You will not submit to you. Are you following what I'm saying? You must learn submission. Hallelujah. Submission is quite key and relevant. Praise the Lord. Then, ladies, one cardinal virtues we look out for still in a lady. I said it earlier, respect. Do you know what? Some ladies may not be... Sometimes you wonder, have you seen some men? The way he loves his wife and respects his wife, you wonder why. She's not pretending, she's not faking it. One of the ministers I love many times, I think some few times when I go to Apostles' Place and he gets to talk about it and show it, Paul Enenche, every time Paul Enenche just holds the microphone to, the wife will stand. When he's talking about her, maybe he's commending his wife, you know what happened? She will stand. You'll see, she's not pretending, you'll see the honor, the respect. Some ladies will look and say, This is my husband. What's there? It's my husband now. Are you understanding? But the respect she has for her husband. Let me tell you the truth. Most guys, there are ladies that you may not see anything very outstanding about them. Are you understanding? But there's a way they respect people that you find out that you don't understand why, but you know what? Is attractive. Let me tell you the truth. Respect is like a magnet. Respect is like a magnet. Let me tell you the truth. You're a lady and you can work on your respect value. That virtue in you, respect, you'll be stunned what it will do. Because by default and by design, most men are conscious of that. They want to be respected. I told you they see love like that. So when a lady does not respect, you do not have that value system. What you are trying to do is this. You are trying to say, I challenge anything that comes my way. So, it's enough reason to just drive someone away. Hallelujah. Help me with that note, please. Sorry. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Respect. Very, very important. Praise the Lord. Then, please, ladies, be clean and be physically attractive. What does that mean? Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Now listen. A true life story, okay, in Enugu. A sister had been trusting God for a life partner. She'd been praying. Praying. And guess what? God had been answering. Answering. Hallelujah. You know what happened? Her closest friends were women that had children. She'll tie wrapper, tie her ears. Hallelujah. So, and she likes carrying their baby. It's not bad. Praise God. She likes carrying their babies. So most of the brothers in church will see her. And you know what? They really thought she was married. So everybody was afraid to go near her. The reason, because they felt, let me not go near what? A married woman. Praise the Lord. And everybody kept avoiding her. She kept praying for a while, for some, I think 2 years. She was praying and asking God for a life partner. A life partner, asking God. So she said one day the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, look at yourself in the mirror. Then she turned and looked at herself in the mirror. And guess what? She found out she was tie wrapper. She was always looking like a woman that has had 5 children. She was dressing like her friends, the people she was keeping company with. Are we saying you don't keep company with people that marry? No, that's not what we're saying. Are you following the point? You get the gist. But she was behaving like that. She was carrying children. So people in church were seeing her. The young men were seeing her carrying children. And they thought she was married. Always carrying children. They thought she was married. What are we saying? Physically, hallelujah. Physically, you must be conscious of how your appearance is. Praise the Lord. Left for me, let me be honest with you. Some ladies will put red lipstick, paint everything. You look so scary. Some will think it's this Japanese cartoon. Hallelujah. Some actually think it's this Japanese cartoon and draw lines like this. There's nothing wrong in putting on makeup. Are you following? But physically, because you must understand that most guys are moved by what? Sight. Are you following? So what they see physically is important. Are you following what we're saying? What they see physically is important. So how you present yourself is important. We're not saying you should be nude. Like Daddy earlier said, you'll be nude and think by exposing yourself that's not what would drive a lot of people. Let me be honest. It may work for some of those people around that are not serious with God, but let me tell you the truth. If you really want a godly life, you must behave as a godly person. Guys desire what? They are moved by sight, but they do not live by sight. A godly man does not live by sight. Are you following? Why? Because what he sees. Because in a relationship, you will be physically attracted to the person. Are you following what I'm saying? You will be physically attracted. Adam saw Eve, and you know what he did? He said, "Woo!" Hallelujah. He said, "Woo!" Then you remember to add man. Praise God. So he was physically attracted to something. Let me show you something. You feel like clapping, please go ahead and clap. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now let me show you some things, okay? I know we've said some of these things. All these things are just in a bid to help us. Now let me tell you something. We said something, the physical container is important. Are you following what I'm saying? Both the man and the female. Why? Because you know what? You are attracted to a person. But now let me tell you the truth. That is not what informs your judgment. Let me show you a scripture. Genesis. Genesis 2:23. Help me. Genesis 2:23. Please take note of that scripture. Genesis 2:20. Okay, let me just quickly read it. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Hallelujah. "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." Now let me tell you something quickly. I know many times, please don't just choose somebody or get into a relationship. Just the physical, just because of what? The container. Somebody said something, marrying a beautiful woman just because of her beauty is like buying a house just because of the external paint. Do you understand? Because you must be conscious of some of the things. This is why, lady, you must work on what? Your internal virtues. Guys, you must be conscious of her spiritual deposits. Are you following? Her virtues. Your virtues are powerful because beauty can fade. Beauty can fade. I asked a guy one day, I said, if something happens to that fine face of that girl, what will you do? Are you understanding? Because what will strengthen and make your relationship go far? Even when in future the woman gets old, the man gets old, you know what? The things that will strengthen that relationship is what? Are the things that bound you guys that you do not see, but you know of. Are you following? The virtues within. Because those virtues cannot be replaced. Are you following what I'm saying? They cannot be replaced by external beauty. Are we saying the physical beauty is not important? It is. But notice what Adam said. He said, "This is now bone of my bone." The first revelation was he saw something inside. Are you understanding? "This is now bone of my bone." First, he didn't say flesh of my flesh. He said bone of my bone. He saw the internal first. The internal attracted him first before the external. Are you following? For some people's case, their own is, "This is now flesh of my flesh, then bone of my bone." Are you understanding? But you must see, the first thing that you should see is what? The internal. Then the external follows. Hallelujah. Quickly before we pray. With all these things I've said, please do not negate the place of prayer. You must pray. The Bible says, a prudent wife comes from what? A prudent wife. It's good we prepare, it's good we plan, it's good we have some of these things. But let me tell you the truth. See, all these things will rest. They will rest on what? Prayer. Are you following? You must pray. You don't just jump into a relationship. You pray. You pray about it. You'll be led. Now, is it possible for God to show you a vision? Yes. Is it possible for God to show you in a dream? Yes. But the most important thing, is it possible for God to speak to you directly in your ears? There are different ways God speaks. One of the first things you should settle is how God speaks to you. You must learn how God speaks to you. Sometimes some people wait. They don't hear God in anything. It's when they want to get into a relationship. They now go and they shake the gates of heaven. God speak, God speak, God speak, God speak. And you've been thinking about the guy so much, or you've been thinking about the lady so much, and you know what you see? You see the guy wearing suit, black suit, and you see yourself wearing a wedding gown. I say, wow, that's God speaking. That's my husband. You've thought so much about the person. Praise God. So you must work on that. Why? Because, yes, I believe in visions and all that, but let me tell you the truth. One of the most profound things you must follow is your conviction. The Bible says many daughters have done well, but thou excelled them all. That means, will you see many ladies that are beautiful, more beautiful than the lady you are going out with? Yes. Will you see some guys that are more, maybe handsome, more attractive? Yes. But let me tell you the truth. It's your conviction that will make you. This is why I said, there's something about that person that goes beyond all that. It goes beyond any logical argument. You know this is the person you're supposed to marry. And you stick with the person. I had a friend back then, University of Georgia. He was a pastor. He dreamt. There was one that dreamt. Another one had a vision, saw the lady and said, wow, this is the lady. In fact, somebody came and confirmed it with the prophetic word. But let me tell you the truth. That guy got into 5 other relationships. Yeah. 5 other relationships. In my mind, I say, was it not God that spoke the first time? Because, you know, not paying attention to some of these very important things, and especially hearing God and be sure and be convinced from God before you move, has caused a lot of people to enter and break out. Some, you must be serious with your life. Guys, ladies, there's no point. I made up my mind that I don't have an intention to just break the hearts of many sisters. Leave a trail. Some people have a track record of their broken hearts they've left behind them. Break this person's heart. Run. Enter here again. Break this person's heart. I don't just know. You must be focused. Please, you must be focused. You must be sure. There's no point asking a lady out if you're not sure. What's the point? It's not games. Because, you know what? There are some things God does not just smile about. A lady is making a judicious progress in her walk with God. And simply because you like the way she prays in tongues, you just feel you should go and ask her out. Are you understanding? Then you ask her out and you find out you're not interested again. Then you break her heart. And for her to recover may take her like 3 months. Sometimes some even take them a year. Same thing with the lady. Please, our relationship is an important aspect of our work with God. It's very important. You know why? Because relationships have made some people their spiritual life to decline. So this is why we said something. We said you must be prepared. Spiritually, you must be conscious. As a man, that you know, you are taking a woman through a journey. That means you must build her up spiritually. You must be ready to build her up spiritually. Hallelujah. It's not just a rosy ride to just carry her and take her to Mr. Biggs. It's beyond that. Because after Mr. Biggs, one day you will have children. And in the relationship, if you don't start praying, don't start building yourself, you will not always keep going to Mr. Biggs when you marry. It tells you that, you know, there's a spiritual link in the relationship. Your prayer lives. You must have time to pray together. You must have time to study the word together. So if the guy is not serious, when you're talking to a guy and say, let's go to church, or you're trying to, and you know, the guy is not even making effort, it tells you that, you know, there's an issue. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because our understanding of love, our understanding of relationship must be the way God designed it to be. That relationship have what for what? For matured people. When I mean matured, I'm not talking about age. I'm not talking about white hair. Because many men with white hair have misbehaved. Many ladies with white hair have misbehaved. Our hair being gray doesn't mean no. We're talking about what? That spiritually, mentally, you've attained a level where you can conduct or carry a wife. Hallelujah. And you should know this simply because, you know, we should know this and prepare her so that you know that if you're entering a relationship,
You are planning that, God, I'm not just playing a game. I'm planning that this is where I trust God that it should end in marriage. I'm not saying if you find out that you're in a wrong relationship, you shouldn't break. But I'm saying that first, before you get into the wrong relationship, you must plan. This is why we read the scripture in Luke. You must count the cost from your own end. Because relationship involves, I told you, ladies see relationship as what? They see it as time. It involves money. Precious saints, you will call. MTN will not dash you credit. Bishop Stan. MTN will not. I'm telling you. I know they do bonus weekends. You are wondering how I know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you following what we're saying? Please listen. Because you know, it will involve you loading your phone, sending text messages, and you know, it will involve you taking her out once in a while. Some brothers are so spiritual that the only thing you do, you just drag her. The only place you take her out to is the prayer ground. Or God, that kind of relationship needs adjustment. Tonight you need to adjust it if you're one like that. Are we saying you don't pray? No, you pray. But guess what? Once in a while, you take her out. And if you take her out, you're not going to go and smile. And tell the guy, you know, this is the girl I love. So give us hamburger. And I'm telling you, when you finish smiling, the guy will look at you and say, sorry. Or you come and wash plates if you don't pay me. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, precious saints, it involves truly, to be honest with you, just going through some of the things we've said already. It involves time, money. Praise God. Time, money. Very important. Financially. So the guy, the lady that wants to get into a relationship, you begin to first see. You pray. Then you know what? Is the guy a godly person? Is the lady a godly person? When I mean godly, are they born again? You don't get yourself equally yoked with an unbeliever. When that is in place, then you check out the honesty of the man. Hallelujah. You check out his sincerity, his vision and his purpose. Praise God. You find out his spiritual stability. You find out the love he has for God, because he must be passionate and he must love God. Please don't just go near a man that is not serious with God. He must be passionate. He mustn't be a pastor. This is the balance some people need to have. Some ladies are waiting and say, this guy must be like Prophet Jangfa. If he's not like Prophet Jangfa, I'm not marrying. He has to hold the microphone and be prophesying. Let me tell you the truth. He may not be a ministry, when I mean ministry, fivefold minister as it were. But guess what? The most important thing is this. If he loves God and is born again and is fiery for God, he's on fire for God, then precious saints, you know what? Then there's something there. Hallelujah. And for the ladies, you know that she's virtuous, she's teachable, she's humble, she listens. Are you understanding? She loves God. She loves God. Okay? When some of these things are in place, then you know what? You really pray. You pray and you find out. Because it's possible to meet many brothers that have some of these qualities. Is that true? It's possible to find many sisters that have some of these qualities. Pastor Alpha, right? Amen. Praise God. But you know what? Something will precede that. That means, you know what? You pray. Your prayers is what helps you know if this is the person. Are you following? You pray. And I said, you don't just start praying when you're in the relationship. When you're applying to marry, the girl has entered your heart, or the man has entered. You are the person you've been dreaming about. You will see that person in your vision. But you know, you would have prayed and prepared yourself and know that this is the direction God wants you to go. Hallelujah. Now, please listen. As we said earlier, I'll still emphasize this point before we pray. Please create boundaries in your relationship. Please, I beg you. Create boundaries in your relationship. Then don't forget the place of counsel. The place of counsel in relationship is important. You know what that means? Before I got into a relationship, I met Apostle. I spoke to him of my intentions. I spoke to my brothers. I spoke to them. I know it before I moved and asked the lady out. But you know the problem with some people? There are many guys here. you don't seek counsel from anybody. You feel you know you're in love. Love is shocking you. And Jimmy says something that I like very well. He said, love is blind, but marriage will open your eyes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes some people just say, I'm in love, and you know, they don't seek counsel. You've asked many ladies out, and all the ladies you've asked out have refused. Sometimes you didn't ask for counsel. Because if you had asked for counsel, you meet your friends. What does that mean? It means, you know, have godly people that will pray with you. And, you know, they'll help you. Are you following? I met them, and you know what? I told them, I said, my heart is tilting towards this direction. And they encouraged me, they spoke, and you see, they'll be able to tell you. People will counsel you and tell you, okay, I know this person. Pray about it. Have you prayed about it? Ask you questions. But not so for some people. You take off in the heat of the anointing. That anointing of love. And you go and you hit your head on the wall. Bah! And you come back with wounds and scratches. Hallelujah. The reason is because many of us do not pay attention, and we do not seek counsel. The place of counsel, you don't abuse the place of counsel. No matter how. You may be a professional, you may have read many love novels. Let me tell you the truth. You don't play with the place of counsel. Because some of these things we've been saying tonight, precious people, let me tell you the truth. If you don't pay attention to some little things, you'll find out that you will replace some events in this life. There are ministers of God that beat their wife. And Jimmy was telling me of one time that he's a pastor, and that early in the morning, he'll hear the man praying in tongues. And the next thing you hear the man slap his wife. Yes. Slap his wife and you continue praying to him. Like, yeah. Praise God. But you know what? There were things in that man's life he did not deal with. Let me be honest with you. If we do not deal with some issues in our life, our characters, if we do not expand our heart to receive some things, we may find out that we will replace some of those events. Praise the Lord. You must balance these things. Can we rise to our feet? There are things I want us to pray for tonight. There are things I want us to pray. You know the thing some of us need to work on? Our words. Our words. It's not so hard for your mouth to open and you say, you hiss, or you speak. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath. Words. Some people's relationship has suffered and is suffering. The reason is because of words. Words. Hurtful words. You can be so pained in a relationship, I know it. The next thing you know, you say something to hurt that person. Why? Because you know it. The person made you angry. And you may not be in a relationship, but guess what? Your words are not edifying at all. Your words are not vicious. Every time you open your mouth, when you speak, it's like they are poisons, like arrows. And you like it. Let me tell you the truth. If you marry, you may speak, or if you're in a relationship, you may speak hurtful words to the lady. And you're excited. You know why? She will cry. Then she'll be begging you, don't be angry now. But we need to pray tonight. Because some people are already projecting themselves. They know they have that mouth. Their words are poisonous. They say you are stupid and they cut the phone. Yes, believe us. It may not be strong words like this, but you know, your mouth, your words do not edify. Your words do not edify. You speak even with your normal female friends. How much more when you get into a relationship? We must pray tonight. The first prayer point, we are going to pray and ask God like never before. God, help us culture our words. The Bible says, let your words minister grace. Let it minister grace. Our words. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Rato pakatali bradabaka bashamba rabadose. Rite potoparata le bonde parakatoli rapase parabadaba le bonde. Liga bonje petele bronda parakatele bose. Rante kaporase kapala rabababa. Iparonde kotoparate le bosha. Rindo pokotoparite pandoha.
Vibreton la branda ragadose. Liparakata la branda barabada balabagade. Reketele boko shuparaga la bagadabada. Liparabanda pakadosa kaparabada. Indo parita bonda karabadose. Ila paraka baka shambarabados. Reto parabala barabadana manda ragadose. Ila palabonde palarabada bakaba shaparabados. Iporodos ibaranda libegede bose. Lita palaraba shambarabados. Inta porende kalebosa. Ola shibalana gabando kosuparagade.
Hallelujah. I want us to pray tonight, and we're going to be asking God, Lord, like never before, to help us redefine love. It's not what we've watched in some films or for some that read Meals and Bones. You know why? Because the whites that wrote about the love, most of those Westerners, they have more broken marriages. They have a high level of divorce. It tells you that they do not really understand what love is. Let me tell you, you cannot love properly in your relationship if agape does not flow strongly in you. If you've not caught the love of the Father strong in your heart, and the love of God is not expressive in your life, you may not know how to love your spouse. You may not know how to love when you're in a relationship. Because you may feel the person is not giving you back, and you feel bad, she's not returning back. But you know that the love of God will expand in you and prepare you for a fruitful and lasting relationship. I want us to pray. Ask God like never before, God, you will teach me love. The Bible says you yourselves have been taught of God to love. You've been taught of God to love. Lord, teach us to love. Teach us to love. Ria fatong jagretonde. Ratopati katalira patonda karabadosa. Likata le bon javerretosi kapalenose. Linda parida sombra kato. Ilaka basha parada dosa. Lenda karabatele bonze. Zipradoshi pradose. Randa katele bonze. Rateka parabados. Ilamanda kalaparoshe kelebababa. Rendo kosi parade bonze. Baridonga bonji verida bando ho. Ila tapalira tonza paraga deste. Vofa fila tanda kalabosi. Prete deli bando rameteli adose. Bakata gabashi karabanana mando. Rateke tele bose. Manja parando kosi karabababa. Ouse pele manda la barabasa barabana balabana. Just before a round off, I still want us to pray and ask God. We ask God for patience. Patience and self-control. Patience and self-control. Patience and self-control. Lack of patience has been the reason why some people slapped somebody in a relationship. Why a father beats his wife. Lack of patience. Lack of patience and self-control. Just that patience. Patience. Some have carried hot food and thrown on other people. But let me tell you the truth. Until we ask God for patience in our lives. Patience. Can we ask the Lord for patience? Ask the Lord like, Lord, like never before. Grant us patience. Teach us patience. Teach us patience. Patience. Some have entered the wrong relationship. The reason is this. They were not patient. Pressure. They were not patient. Pressure. They were not patient. Barateka bonde parada rabakonda si parababa. Lord Jesus, help us to be patient, Lord, we pray. Barababa. the name of Jesus. Now I want to pray for some set of people. Two sets of people. The first set, you are finding it, you've entered relationships. They've hurt you so bad that already in your mind, Satan has programmed it, and you feel, you doubt if you can ever find somebody that will not hurt you again, or a good relationship in this life. You are so hurt that it's paining you. You don't really believe. It may even be a Christian that hurt you so much. You don't really believe this person. You can find somebody in church. Brothers, you can find honest brothers. And in your mind, somehow, you feel anybody that comes, call you, just accept. Please, I want you to lift up your hands and we'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Just lift up your hands. God bless you. The next set of people I'm going to be praying for. The next set of people I'm going to be praying for are people that you are trusting God for grace. There are things happening in your relationship. I won't ask you to come out. Already, there are lines you've crossed. But you're asking God tonight that, God, you grant us grace. You grant me grace to put those barriers and stay with those barriers. That tonight, God, you grant me grace. You've crossed barriers. I'm telling you. You've crossed and you know, you feel bad. But your relationship, you find out that this thing has entered your relationship. And from tonight and hearing some of the things we've said, you know that this thing is getting out of hand. And except the Lord helps you, you are afraid of where it may lead you to. We'll pray for you. Don't worry, I won't ask you to come out. Okay? I won't ask you to come out. But please, let's just pray. Hallelujah. Just pray and ask God, whatever your challenge is, I mentioned it. Just go ahead and pray. Just go ahead and pray. Please go ahead and pray and ask God for grace. Those of you with this particular challenge I'm talking about, you are trying to stop. You are trying to stop. It's difficult. You are trying to stop. Tonight, you can't even start a godly relationship without, I told you, the number one core value is that you have a relationship with God. You're not born again, you can't love. You're not born again, you can't even be in a good relationship in the first place, because you know what? You don't have the Holy Spirit in you to help you live that godly life. Or you had walked with God before, but you found yourself derailed. Tonight I give you an opportunity. Just quickly walk up to the front. You want to recommit yourself to Jesus Christ, or you are not born again, and you want to ask God that, God, please help me. For without you, I know I can do nothing. For without you, I can do nothing. Make your way to the front. Quickly make your way to the front. Hallelujah. We're waiting for you. Just make your way to the front. All right. Thank God for everybody being born again. Just lift up your hands and just give God praise for tonight. And ask God to grant you grace to be committed to the things you've heard. Ask God to grant you grace. Let's ask God to grant us grace to be committed to the things we've heard.